Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted, but not forsaken.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, our Father. Thank you for this precious opportunity once again to come through this radio broadcast and to all the ones who are listening to all those out there, Father, that you would have us to minister to through this radio broadcast in this hour, my Father. I thank you that you would summon us, that you would point unto us the golden scepter of righteousness, signifying, my Father, that we can come boldly into your presence, Father, boldly to your throne, come all the way past the gates of praise, past the gates of thanksgiving, the courts of praise, the holy place, all the way behind the veil, into your very presence, my Father, and come boldly all the way to your throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And for that, my Father, we say thank you for pointing unto us that golden scepter of righteousness. Therefore, Father, we come boldly into your presence, my Father, and we would ask, Lord, that you would not entertain us, Father, but transform us. That you would take, Lord, the words that will come out of my mouth, my Father God, and transform our lives. That all those, my Father, under the sound of my voice, and not a one will be lost, my Father God. But that all may come to the knowledge of the truth, of what it means, or what it truly means, to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. Now, Father, I humble myself under your mighty hands and the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and I say, Lord, you can have your way. Holy Spirit, you're welcome on this broadcast. Now, you have your way as we humble ourselves under your mighty hands and your ministry. And for that, my Father, we say thank you. Now, speak, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Hey, once again, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, it's always an honor and it's always a privilege to come on this radio broadcast. I think this is the highlight of my week, you know. Every Saturday at 12 o'clock, when boy God allowed me the opportunity to come on this radio broadcast and allow the Holy Spirit to minister to us. And boy, I don't take that lightly. You know, because I know who you are, and I, I know what's going on. You know, the Bible says the kingdom of God is like a sower who went out to sow seeds. And some seeds fell by the wayside. Some seeds fell on stony ground. Some seeds fell on thorny ground. Some seeds fell on good ground. You know, and he's telling us that. He's telling us how it is in the kingdom of God and how it is with the words of the kingdom of God. He says, the kingdom of God is like a sower who went out to sow. Somebody just planting or proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom. Some seed fall on the wayside. That's the hard soil. That's like the turn rows, you know, that the tractors go down, you know, between the fields, you know. That's the wayside soil. And when the seed is sown in that soil, the birds come and eat that up, you know, so it don't even take no root or it don't go deep because the birds come and eat that up. Some seed fall on stony ground, you know, that's hard ground. That's ground that might even be plowed up a little bit, but it's still hard. Hard ground. Like concrete. Some seeds fall among thorny ground. I mean, it got a lot of weeds in it, you know, and a lot of trees and bushes and everything else, you know, and it falls in that kind of ground. And some seeds fall on good ground. That's ground that's prepared, that's ready, that receive the seed. That receive, not only receive the seed, but both produce. The Bible says the earth brings forth of itself. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn, if it's corn that you planted. But the earth brings forth of itself, what? The seed that's sown in good ground. What do you say? It says it produces. The other seeds, you know, the other grounds, they don't produce too much. The one that fall by the wayside, that's the one that hear the gospel of the kingdom, but they don't understand. And what the Bible says immediately is the wicked one, the devil, he coming to get that word. He don't ever want you. Well, that's the last thing he ever want, boy, the body of Christ and the church, to come to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. So he coming to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what he after. He don't want us to know. The Bible said it this way, you know. It said, my people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. There's a lot of things he try to keep us from the knowledge of. You know, he don't want you to know about the kingdom. And the gospel of the kingdom. The good news about the kingdom. He don't mind you hearing it, you know, and bypass messages, but boy, you know, he ever want you to hear that. That's the seed that fall on the thorny ground. He coming to get that. If you don't understand, he coming to get that. The one on the hard, that's the ones who hear the word of God, but you know, their hearts are hard. They ain't even want to hear. They ain't prepared to hear. They, you know, the Bible said this way, the devil come and take them captive at his will. They don't even believe. That's a stony ground. On concrete. Then you got the other seed that I could say fall on thorny grounds. It'll go in and it receive the seed, but boy, all the other weeds that's around it, you know what I mean, the care of this world and not being able to make the transition from religion to relationship. Without being able to wander around, to be delivered from Egypt, saved, to wander around in the wilderness, and some die, but never having gone across the Jordan River into the promised land. All our inheritance. That's already available to us right now. But the care of this world system and everything else come in and they choke that word. So it don't produce much. But then there's that good ground. I said all that to say that, you know, that's what my pride is, you know, that you are good ground. Hallelujah. So one thing and another, this is the confidence I have in that. Because I said this, don't cast your pearls among the swine. Hey, listen, these are pearls right here, are pearls of great price. Hallelujah. They don't cast that amongst the swine. So I know ain't no swine out there. I know ain't nothing but good ground. Hallelujah. And listen, even if the other grounds It don't matter how the other grounds are either. They can be thorny grounds where weeds and trees are, and you can go through there, boy, I'm talking about, and move them trees out of there and rework that land and rework that ground, and, man, you can turn it into a field, harvest ground, too. That same ground that's thorny. Same thing with the concrete. The hard. You can take that, man, you know, and break that concrete up, man, and get down, because under that concrete is some good ground. Hallelujah. And you can break that concrete up, man, and go through there, man, and plant a seed down up in there, boy, and you'll come up with a tree right through there, man, that concrete. Even the turn rows on the field, they can run them tractors through there, boy, and I'm talking about plow that road, that turn row up, man, and it become, you know, rows to be planted in, too. So all the ground can be changed, but, boy, that's a good ground, and that's what you are. That's why every time I come on here, I say, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Hey, I believe it out of my heart. Let me tell you something. If you tune in to this radio broadcast right now, there ain't no any broadcast. And I don't have no sermons for you or anything else. I'm just a sower sowing the seeds. That's it. The Bible says another way. Say the kingdom of God is like a sower who went out and sowed the seed. And then he go home and he go to bed. He don't know how. But the earth bring forth of itself. First the blade, then the ear, then the full cone. But it is always, man, I'm just sowing the seeds. What seeds? The seeds of the kingdom. Out in through these radio waves, out into good ground. And the Bible says, he who have ears to hear, let him hear. Hallelujah. So I say it again, hey, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God, hey, what an honor and what a privilege it is for us to summon ourselves together and go before the throne of God, you know, and not just go before the throne of God, but go and get whatever it is that we need. He said, come boldly to the throne of God's grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help you in every time, in all your needs. What he's saying, he said, come boldly. He said, come get what you need. I just come here, radio broadcast, but boy, listen, in this radio broadcast, man, receive the word of God and get what you need. It's life in the word of God. It's the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word. Man, that word is the anchor of our lives. That word, you know, that's the most powerful force in the universe. And everything else going to pass away, but that's going to last forever. That's why I say it's the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word. And listen, it always comes to us in seed form. And boy, there's a lot of us. We got a whole bunch of seeds. We got a bag of seeds. And boy, what a time for us, boy, to sow those seeds, to plant those seeds. So not just walk around and talk around and preach around and sing around and about the seeds, but begin to plant those seeds in our lives, in our hearts. But what praise God the boy so that it can bring glory to God? The Bible says, herein is my Father glorified, that you might bear much fruit. How you bear much fruit, Arthur, man, is more than just hearing the word, it's more than just preaching about the word. It is incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of God's word must be sown in the ground. It must be planted in your hearts and in your spirit. When you say hearts, most of the places in the Bible, when you see the word heart, I mean in your mind. When Jesus said repent, he was saying something to this man, change your mindset, your way of thinking. Because the whole way, everything that you've been thinking, you can be conditioned to think like in everything else, man, I couldn't bring you a whole new way of thinking. A whole new way of talking, a whole new way of living, a whole new way of being. And the first thing you got to do in order to get there is be willing to change your whole way of thinking. And don't continuously be conformed to this world system that you've been born and conditioned and trained to think and act and live in, but be transformed. How? By the renewing of your mind. What's the renewing of your mind? I'm just scattering seeds. What seeds are you scattering? I ain't scattering no any seeds, man. I'm scattering, boy, the seeds, the gospel of the kingdom. I ain't just scattering the seeds of the kingdom. I'm scattering the gospel of the seeds of the kingdom. Hallelujah. What's the kingdom, man? The king is two places in the Bible talk about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven. They use nouns in the Bible, but they mean different things. The kingdom of heaven is a literal place. Heaven itself, you know, and all the glory of heaven and all that heaven consists of, that's a place. It's an unseen place, but that's more real than the seen place. The seen place was created by it, the unseen realm. And boy, that's God's territory. The territory over which God has power, control, and influence in it. And in that kingdom, boy, what did he say go? And boy, that's a marvelous kingdom, a glorious kingdom. Hallelujah. That's the kingdom of God, boy. And the kingdom of heaven is a literal place. To make it simple, the kingdom of God is God's way of doing things. Who God is and what he's doing. What he doing. What he doing for us. Not what we're doing for him. What we're doing for him is a good thing, but what he's doing for us, that's a greater thing. That's why I say the devil don't ever want you to come to the knowledge of the gospel of the kingdom. The gospel of the kingdom is not what, boy, we can do for him. It's about what he has done for us and what he is doing for us and what his desire and intent and plan and purpose for our lives is. That's why he's saying, I know the plans that I have for you, said the Lord. They plan to prosper you, not to harm you, to give you a hope and a future. And when you call upon me, man, I answer you. Hey, when you seek me, you will find me. And when you seek me with your whole heart, not only will you find me, but you will find all your inheritance, all that you have in me. What's that? All of the kingdom of heaven that was prepared for us. For who? For us. When? Before the foundation of the world. All of the kingdom of heaven. That's ours. What heaven is, I'm talking about the kingdom. What's the kingdom of heaven? Heaven and all its attributes. All that it consists of, all the joys of it, all the peace, all the righteousness, all the sovereignty, all the royal power, all the goodness, all that heaven consists of. And boy, what God say, if you get in on what I'm doing, my way of doing things, then you can begin to experience the kingdom of heaven. Watch this. This is the good news. This is the gospel of it. You can begin to experience the kingdom of heaven here on earth, just as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. That's the gospel, brother. That's what God sent me on this radio broadcast to tell you, boy, that, hey, his will and his design, his intent for all our lives, and that it be in our lives here on earth, just like it is in heaven. That's why we've been praying that all our lives, ever since Jesus Christ taught them how to pray the Lord's Prayer. That's the first request in that thing, in that template that God left for us. And our line, I wish to pray by. The first request is, Father, let your kingdom come. Let your will be done. Where? On earth. How? Just like it is in heaven. Now give us every day, everything that we have need to help you accomplish that. So we go to God and tell God what we want him to do for us. The first request is to go to God and say, God, what can we do for you? How can we help you establish what you're doing? Not my will, Lord, but your will be done. Not my kingdom, not my intent, not my mind, not my thought, not. Thy kingdom come, Lord, and thy will be done. In other words, boy, I submit myself to you. I was once alienated from you, you know. Now I humble myself under your mighty hand, boy, and under the ministry of reconciliation. And I say yes to your will and yes to your way, Father. Hallelujah. 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 What? His kingdom come. What's his kingdom, boy? That's the kingdom of heaven and what he doing. And when we let that come in our lives and enter into the air, because it's here, Jesus Christ come to bring it back. And let them come to the knowledge of that message. That's why I say the devil don't ever want you to hear this message. He's coming immediately to rob the gospel of the kingdom out of your life. You don't mind you hearing even the gospel, the good news about your salvation and everything else and about Jesus and all the good news about him and all that he did and all the good things. You don't mind you hearing all that and having faith and all that. And all that's great and necessary, very, very necessary. But that's just a means to an end. And he'll preoccupy us with the means, and we're at the expense of never getting to the end, never being open to the end. All that he did was a means to an end, well, boy, to get God's way of doing things and what God is doing back in the earth and God's kingdom back on the earth. Hallelujah. And boy, that's what Jesus Christ came for in the person of the Son of the Most High God. God in man, Emmanuel. Hallelujah. And boy, he comes preaching a specific message. It was different from all the other messages. Listen, I'm going to say something here, and I don't know how well it's going to go over, but it's the word of God. It's the truth. And listen, when Jesus Christ came to this earth, he never did join the religious order of his day. He never was a Pharisee. He never was a Sadducee. He never was a member of the Sanhedrin Council and the scribes and all of the known, if I could say it, in this day and time, all the known religions of that day and time. He never joined their organization. He never became a part of their theology and their ideology. In fact, they was his greatest opposition. He came up under one ministry, and he submitted himself to that ideology. And that ideology, boy, when he went down, and you know the story, when he went down and his brother, his cousin, John the Baptist, was conducting that baptism of service, and he went down there and submitted himself under that ministry. What was John's ministry was? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That was John was preaching in the wilderness. And boy, Jesus submitted himself under that ideology, under that theology. Under that school of thought. Not the Sadducees or the Pharisees or the Herodians or the scribes or the Sanhedrin Council or none of the religious order of this day and time. If I was to say it in our day and time, he never was, man. You know, when he came to the earth, he didn't join, man, the Christian religion. He wasn't a part of the Muslim religion, the Hindu religion, the Buddhist religion. He wasn't a part of none of those religions. He wasn't even about no religion. He came with a government on his shoulder. A ruling authority. He came with the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven on his shoulder. So he never did, man, you know, go up under their ideology or join their organizations or anything like that. Like I said, in fact, they were his greatest opposition. They were preaching, man, about the kingdom going to come. And when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing is going to be. He come preaching, boy, the kingdom is not going to come. The kingdom is here. And we can rejoice right now. Lord, I'm going to say that again. They were preaching, boy, listen, there's coming the Messiah. Hallelujah. And this is the way we ought to live. And if we live this way, boy, while we're waiting on the Messiah, boy, warrior, hey, when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing is going to be. When the Messiah comes, he was preaching, listen, the Messiah is here, and the day of rejoicing is now. Today is a day of jubilee. Hallelujah. Today is a day of rejoicing. Today is a day, man, to be saved, to be forgiven, to be healed, to be delivered, to be set free, to be, man, come up under, boy, the protection and the provision, man, of the King. In the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. What was he preaching, boy? That's available to you right now. You've been praying in all your life, and it's been here 2,000 years ago. When Jesus Christ came, that's what he came with. Like I told you, you know, he didn't come with a religion. He came with a kingdom. Listen, the Bible is about a king. That's not a religion. That's a government. It's about a kingdom. That's a territory over which a king rules and reigns and has power and control and influence over, impacting it with his will and his desire and it and his intent. It's about, boy, God, a royal family, the sons of God, the offspring of God, mankind. It's about the loss of their kingdom. It's about the regain of their kingdom. It's about the restoration of their kingdom. It's about the reestablishment of their kingdom and the colonization of their kingdom. It's about a king and his kingdom. A king set up a kingdom on the earth. And the king lost that kingdom. And the king came himself, boy, and got that kingdom back and restored everything back to its rightful place. And now he's sending out the invitation to every man, every woman, and every boy, and every girl. You were heavy laden. Come. Hallelujah. The kingdom of heaven is like a big banquet, the Bible says, that a great king gave for his son, boy, and invited man them in and went and told everybody, man, come on in. Come on in, boy, to the great banquet, boy. The marriage supper of the Lamb. Hallelujah. The invitation is to everybody, boy. You can come on back into the kingdom of God. You can come on back into the Garden of Eden. You can come on back into the place that you had in Adam before he ate out the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. You can be, man, forgiven of all your faults and mistakes. They can be put as far away as the east is from the west. You can be healed. I don't care what it is in your body. I don't care what the deal is that might attach us to our body. He's the Lord our God who will take sickness away from the midst of us. Ain't no sickness in the kingdom, man. Ain't nothing. Boy, let me tell you something. All in the trees and the leaves, man, is nothing but healing in the kingdom of God, boy. And we can come on into the kingdom of God and, man, begin and work. What do you mean work? Start becoming. Becoming what? Who we already are. Saved, healed, delivered, and provided for in the kingdom. And boy, that's what Jesus Christ will send me on this radio broadcast to tell every last one of you. You who will come, you who are blessed of your Father, and get your inheritance. What's my inheritance, Arthur? All of the kingdom of hell that was prepared for us before the foundations of the world. Like I told you, I'm just sowing seeds and sending out invitations. But to let you know that, boy, let me tell you something. Yes, the penalty for sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. But when you see how much God loves you, man, you won't want to sin. You'll be trying to come out of sin. And when you do sin, boy, let me tell you something, you'll be convicted, man. You'll confess your faults, man, you know, to your Father in heaven, man. And he is faithful and just to forgive you and cleanse you from all your unrighteousness, man, so that you can stay the course toward becoming who you already are. You already are the righteousness of God. You're already perfected in Christ Jesus. You're already holy. What we're doing, are we just becoming who we already are? How we become who we already are? You got to first know who you already are. And boy, I'm talking about that. What else is that, Arthur? And that wasn't in. That's in the kingdom. That's in the kingdom of God and the kingdom of hell. That's in what God's doing. And listen, what God is doing, you know, you heard me say this a million times on the broadcast, you know. There's a lot of things that we are doing for God in programs and seminars and everything else that we are doing. And we mean well. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it's the purpose of the Lord that prevents them. And listen, those plans can be good plans. In fact, that's what the devil used best, the good plan. All the good plans that we have, man, and mean well and everything else, and all that's what we're doing for him. But what I'm talking about, that's something greater than that. He said, many are the plans in your heart, but it's the purpose of the Lord that we are prevailing. I'm going to say that again. Many are the plans in our heart, but it's God's purpose that prevails. So it'd be in our best interest, boy, to pursue purpose, not our purpose, but his purpose for our lives. And if you ask, you receive. If you seek, you'll find. If you knock, the door will be open. So you've been knocking at a lot of doors, but maybe you need to start knocking at some better doors, some right doors, some more, like I said, some greater doors. That don't mean that doors you've been knocking on and what you've been asking and everything out you ain't received. But boy, let me tell you something. There's a going on in our God until we reach the fullness of a stature of Christ. And we ought to always, man, generation after generation, boy, be seeking, man, for greater doors and more revelation and more becoming until we all reach the fullness of a stature of Christ. Because at the end of the day, that's what it's going to be. Let me throw this in while I'm right here. You know where the Bible ends up at? It ends up on earth, not in hell. So, that, man, what a day of rejoicing going to be when we all get to heaven, man. Let me tell you something. But that ain't where it's going to end up at. You read your Bible in Revelation chapter 21. The Bible ends on the earth. Behold, I saw a new heaven and a new earth. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down. And the dwelling place of God with the sons of man. And they shall reign on the earth forever. Hallelujah. That's where it ends up at. And all areas was a colony of heaven. Same atmosphere, same environment, same culture, same thing. Basically, a colony of heaven. Just like what you've been praying. Right. It's on earth just like it is in heaven. Hello. That's what you're doing. When it's all said and done, that's what it's going to be. What's happening right now, Arthur? We becoming that. We're sojourning through this land and through this world that we live in and through the results of the fall of mankind and Adam and everything else. But, boy, we're being redeemed and restored. And, boy, we're reversing this thing and we're redeeming the time. And we coming to the knowledge of who we really are. Where we really come from, why we really here, what we really can do, and where we really gonna end up at. We ain't climbing up on no rough side of no mountain no more trying to make it in. We speaking to the mountain and telling the mountain to be removed and plucked up and cast into the sea. And we ain't doubting in our heart, but we believing that whatsoever thing we say shall come to pass and the mountain is being moved. All the onslaughts, all the things that come against us, all the things that try to hinder us from being, man, who God created us to be. All those mountains, all that ignorance, all that lack of knowledge of who we really are, boy, we speaking to the mountains. We coming to the authority of God's word, coming to the knowledge of the authority and the power that's in God's word and the ministry of the Holy Spirit, and we riding up and we eyeballing that devil, eyeball to eyeball and face to face, and we letting him know the greatest he that's in us, closer to God, than he that's in the world. And boy, we taking back what's been ours all along. It ain't like we got to take it back. It's already ours. They've been lying to us, man, making us think we ain't got was already ours. Got us trying to get, watch this, devil got us trying to get what we already have instead of just having what's already ours. I'm going to say that again, boy. I want to say that the devil is a lie. you can't be ignorant of his device. He's trying to get us to get what we already have. Hallelujah. Instead of just having what's already ours. He got us majoring in the minor and minoring in the major. He got us preoccupied with the good things at the expense of forfeiting the great things. He got us at the door. He got us at the gate. He got us, man, where we just stuck, boy, in the wilderness. Going around and around and around in circles, when all the time, right across the Jordan River, hallelujah, is our inheritance. What's our inheritance? Come, you who are blessed of the Father, and get your inheritance, all of the kingdom of heaven. that was prepared for us before the foundations of the world. I tell you, boy, the invitation going out. I'm just sowing the seed. Come. All of you who are in the sound of my voice, man, come past the gates of thanksgiving. Come past the course of praise. Come past the sanctuary of the church service and the good feeling and feeling something, man. And all the way, man, behind the veil into the literal presence of the Most High God. Glory to God. What you say, Arthur? He say, boy, tell my people, man, that the middle wall of petition that separated them from me, all their sins and shortcomings, that separated themselves from me, all that's been washed in the blood, and what they lost for, the main thing what they lost for, the connection, man, the divine connection between me and them, which is the Holy Spirit, all that has been fixed up and restored back to them. Now they can come in boldly to the throne. What do you mean boldly? Come boldly to the presence of the Lord, as though you had never seen a day in your life. How are they? Being washed by the water of the word. What word, boy? The word of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What word are the word of the kingdom? Because I told you this Bible is about a king and his kingdom and his kids and the loss of that kingdom and the regain of that kingdom and the reestablishment of that kingdom and the restoration of that kingdom. When men coming to the knowledge of that, man, and coming, man, listen here, out of religious living into kingdom life, kingdom living. What's the difference between religious living and kingdom living? In religion, man, you try your best to make it in. In the kingdom, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people. Hallelujah. You're royalty. You ain't just an apostle, a prophet, evangelist, a pastor, a teacher, a saint, a Baptist, a Methodist, none of that. You ain't just dead, boy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, you kings and queens. That's why I say you mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. We little gods, little G gods, same nature, same natural, same character, same as Almighty God. Same power that Almighty God have, boy, on the inside of us. Oh, that's the Holy Ghost. Listen, when you receive the Holy Ghost, boy, you receive the same power that had, man, that opened blind eyes and not stopped deaf ears and caused the lame to walk and the dumb to talk and the dead to be raised to life, that slung the universe into existence. That's the same Holy Ghost. That same Holy Ghost, man, that moved on the face of the deep, and boy, God said, let there be light. And when God spoke, boy, that Holy Ghost, the power of God, boy, the contract of God, took that word, man, and brought it into a manifestation. That same power, that same Holy Ghost on the inside of every last one of us who are saved and washed in the blood. Devil don't want you to know that. Devil don't want you to hear that. He don't mind you hearing that every now and then. Because see, faith, he know that faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. And we'd have been preached to continue to preach the gospel of the kingdom, man, ever since Jesus Christ left, boy, we'd be a whole lot more far along advanced than where we are now. We got faith in what Jesus did. But we ain't got no faith in what we can do. I'm going to say it again. We got a lot of faith in what Jesus did. We know he can open blind eyes. We know he can unstop death ears. But you ain't got no faith in the fact that as he is, so are we. Work that he did, so can we. As the Father sent him, so sent he us. At the same Holy Ghost, man, that was on the inside of him, that did all the mighty work, same Holy Ghost he breathed on the inside of God, them disciples and us, man, when we received Jesus Christ into our lives. Same Holy Ghost. What's the problem, Arthur, man? He want us to major and the minor. He want us to be preoccupied with the means. Who, the devil? What's the mean? That's the gospel of Jesus. That's the good news about Jesus. Let me tell you something, baby. Hallelujah, glory to God. Thank you for the gospel of Jesus, boy. That's what got us out of Egypt. Lord. That's what got us saved, hallelujah. That's what got us, boy, in position, man. You know, thank you, Jesus. Glory to you. Thank you for all that you've done for us, boy. It's the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ that saved us, boy. It's all that what he did and everything else. But, boy, let me tell you something, man. There's a going on. Come on out of Egypt, man. Rejoice in this wilderness that you're coming to, man, boy. But let's go on across this Jordan River into our inheritance. Many are the same one died in the wilderness. Just like the devil and Harry, man, many of us, the saints do, dying in the wilderness. Saved. And they know what they saved from. But they don't know what they were saved to. Same way today. A lot of us are saved. You know what we saved from. If we die, we know we're going to go to heaven. But you don't know what you saved to. You don't know about sanctification. You think whenever you hear the word sanctified, you think you're talking about the sanctified church, the people that jump and shout and holler and turn flips and roll on the floor and all that, man. That ain't sanctification. Sanctification, man, sanctified means to separate from something to something. To separate from. To. A lot of people say it just means separation from. And, you know, like I say, you know what we've been separated from. Well, you don't know what we've been separated to. That's a sanctification. Separated from something to something. Hallelujah. Separated from one way of thinking, man, to another way of thinking. From one way of talking to another way of talking. From one way of walking to another way of walking. From one way of living to another way of living. From one way of being to another way of being. From the kingdom of darkness, man, to the kingdom of light. From death to life. From sickness to health. From poverty to wealth. Hallelujah. Well, how you doing that other boy in the days? I mean, he just the incorruptible, indestructible, ever living seed of his word. Listen, boy, all he do is when he spoke, glory to God. When he spoke, when he found out, boy, what he said, and boy, you get the king to talk to you. When he spoke, boy, listen, not when the pastor spoke or the prophet spoke, in most cases and everything, but when he spoke, the king, the Most High God. When he spoke, the Holy Ghost took what he spoke and manifested it in the earth. That's the same way God is doing things in the earth today. That's what he's doing. Listen, what he's doing is the Bible said this way, go and make disciples of all men and teach them what I taught you and baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And Lord, I'll be with you till the end of the age. Do what? Go and baptize them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. Then that's one thing to be baptized in the water under those names, but I'm talking about something different than that. The word baptized means to submerge in water for cleansing purposes. Like, same thing you do when you wash your dishes. You're baptizing them. They go into the water as dirty dishes. They submerge in the water. They wash and everything else, and they come out clean place. But they're baptized. Go in dirty, come out clean. Baptized. He said, baptize them in the name of the Father. Yeah. So go and take the, how you baptize, what's the water? The water of the Word. Fill them with the knowledge of the Father. Submerge them in the knowledge of God. He's the Father God, and he's the Creator, you know. Submerge him in that knowledge, and submerge him and baptize him in the name of the Son. Let him know all about Jesus and how he died on the cross and everything else for our sins and for their sins, you know. Give him knowledge of that. Take the Word of God, and I'm talking about just submerge him in that and everything else. He also said that in the baptize him in the Holy Ghost, in the name of the Holy Ghost. That's the baptism that the devil don't ever want you to know about. That's the word that the devil don't ever want you to know about. That's the one, boy, in the Godhead that the devil don't ever want the church to know, boy, about. He wouldn't, don't know, what do you mean don't want to know about? Don't know, boy, who he is. Don't know the person and the purpose and the power of the third member of the Godhead, the Holy Ghost. He don't want you, he don't ever want you to know, boy, about the Holy Ghost and what he wants in the earth today. He don't mind you knowing all the things that Jesus Christ did, that the Father did in the earth when he created Adam and Eve. He don't mind you knowing, man, and being baptized and how Jesus Christ came and died for our sins and opened blind eyes and all the things that he did right there, boy. You know, he don't ever want you to find out, man, about the Holy Ghost and what he doing. Because see, what the Father did, he finished. What he sent Jesus Christ to do, he finished. The one that's doing the work in the earth today is the Holy Ghost. And let me tell you something. The work that he's doing in the earth today is a greater work than the Father and the Son. And I don't mean greater and above them. I'm talking about, you know, his work is he's the one put the icing on the cake. He's the one bring manifestation to the Son. He's the one that bring manifestation to the Word. He the one that opened blind eyes. He the one that saved. He the one that draw all men unto God. He the one that men take the word of God and bring manifestation to it. Not just good preaching to it. And not just stirring up emotion and feeling something and everything and emotional stirs and everything else, but bring manifestation to God's word. What do you mean manifested in the earth? Listen, them people follow Jesus Christ, man, not because he was just preaching a good message, because he was hoping, hollering, and saying, boy, they saw them signs and wonders. His preaching and his teaching wasn't just enticing words of man wisdom. It was in demonstration and power, glory to God. Why? Because it wasn't what he was doing for God. It was what God was doing through him by the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus never attributed none of the mighty words that he did to himself. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me. And all the work that you see me doing, boy, that is, that's because of the Holy Ghost. He the one doing the work. Boy, the only thing I do is, boy, I hear what my Father say and I speak. And then when I speak it, boy, the Holy Ghost, boy, manifest it. Lord. I just see what my Father doing. What I do it, boy, the Holy Ghost take me, boy, and do it through me. That's to let us make man in our image and our life. Who? The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Listen, the Holy Ghost is the least. Most people don't think they know the Holy Ghost, like we said a little bit last week, is he's the third member of the Godhead. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. But we don't know who he really is. He a person. He's not only a person, boy, but let me tell you something. He's the least known in the Godhead. Like I say, we know about the Father and how to call upon the name of the Father, and know about Jesus Christ, how he died for our sin. But we don't know more about the Holy Ghost, who he is, and what he's doing in the earth today. Because what the Father did in the earth in the Old Testament, and from Genesis chapter 1 through the Old Testament, and what the Son did, man, in the New Testament, is finished. The one that's had it work in the earth today is the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit. Listen, can't no man come to God by Spirit. That's why I say, boy, we need a working knowledge of the third member of the Godhead. I'm going to say that again. We need a working knowledge. We need more in-depth teaching and studying, man, on the ministry of the Holy Spirit so that we can go to the knowledge board. He's the most powerful one. He's the least known, but the most needed. Least known, least, most neglected, but the most needed. He's the most necessary. He's the one that demonstrates. He's the one that gets the work done. He's the power of God. He's the one that manifests the word. He's the one that Jesus Christ breathed on the inside of us and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He's the one that God breathed into Adam's nostrils, bore the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. On his way to becoming, boy, everything that God said he was. Who God said he was? A mighty man and a mighty woman of the Most High God. That's what God said about Adam and Eve. Boy, y'all mighty men and mighty women. Hallelujah. Y'all the head and not the tail. Y'all walk and live in divine health. Y'all have abundance and no lack. Do all things that pertain to life and godliness through the Holy Spirit, boy, and the Word of God that gives you the strength and the ability to do it. You shall reign on the earth forever and ever and ever and ever. I give you power over all the powers of your enemies. Hallelujah. 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 What do you say? I give you power. I give you the authority. I give you the ability. I give you dominion over this territory called earth. The heaven belongs to me. I give you the earth. Now you make it in your territory just like it is in my territory. And I'm going to give you everything that you need. I'm going to give you the word. Glory to God. That's the material. And I'm going to give you, boy, the Holy Spirit. That's the contract. Let me close, you know, and say this, you know, that, and show you, boy, how God is working, what he's doing. That was in the beginning, even before the foundation of the world. The Bible says this. Genesis chapter 1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then after that it says, and the earth became void and without shape. And then it says, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And then it said this, and the Spirit of the Lord hovered over the face of the deep, over the darkness, laid over it, like it was just hovering over, laid over the whole chaos and everything else, boy. And he was just laying there. Moving over. And the next thing that happened, boy, God said. And God said, let there be light. When God said, let there be light, the Holy Spirit, the contract, took that material, the Word of God, and created light. Hallelujah. What's that work in the earth today? That's the Trinity. That's the Godhead. That's the Father. That's the Son. That's the Holy Ghost. What they doing, boy, they carrying out, man, the will and the intent and the purpose and the desire of God for the purpose of the earth and for the purpose of our life, mankind. Who is it all that doing the work, man? Not us, not my church, not my denomination. That's what the Father is doing. How they did all the boy, let me tell you something. The Spirit of the Lord moved on the face of the deep, and God said. Who is that word? That's the Trinity. That's the Father. That's the source. That's the sustainer. That's the life. That's the original intent and design purpose, even before it was a spoken word. That's the source and sustainer. That's the creator of all things. Boy, that's Almighty God. That's the word. Hallelujah. And that a word shall return unto him, boy. And boy, when the Almighty God spoke his word, that when that thought that was already in his heart and mind became, when it was articulated, that thought became a spoken word. Once it was articulated, then it was a word then. And when it became a word, a spoken word, a logos, the Holy Ghost took that word, one word, the word of God, and created exactly what it said. Who's at work in the earth, boy? That's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. That's what they're doing in the earth today. What they're doing, boy, the Holy Ghost, boy, hoovering over. And then there's a lot of darkness in our lives. A lot of ignorance in our lives. A lot of things, man, that we live in far below our rights and privilege. Here we are, mighty men and mighty women of the Most High God. Here we are, the Bible say, little G God, little offsprings of God, man, same character and same nature of God. Yet we living and dying like mere men and mere women. living far below our rights and privilege. And God said, hey, you know, enough is enough. Say, rise and come up here. He did the same thing, man, you know, and my time is about up here, and I want to take the time to say this. We're going to continue in this area here talking about, man, the purpose, the person, the purpose, and the power of the Holy Ghost, who he really is, and what his role in the scene is. And then let's wrap it up by just saying this, you know. The same thing that happened in Genesis chapter 2, in the same thing, why the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then God said something, boy, in Genesis chapter 1:26. Let's make mankind just like us. Let us, who Father, Son, Holy Ghost, make mankind just like us. Hallelujah. Same thing. A Trinity too. A spirit that lives in a body that possess a soul. Spirit, soul, and body. Just like them. Same character, same nature, just like them. Same, and if I say likeness, same functioning ability, just like them. Same Holy Ghost on the inside of the world, just like them. Same ability, boy, to speak a word, and the Holy Ghost that's on the inside of us, boy, take the word that we speak and bring into reality or manifestation exactly what we see. Just like him. Just like him. How he did that, man, he did the same thing. Remember when the Bible says in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, and God formed man's body from the dust of the ground, and he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. He formed, listen, your body's not of us, that's the house we live in. We possess a soul. In other words, we have a mind and a will and emotions. And we are spirits, you know, a little G God. A spirit man, a spirit, a life form, just like God. Same character, same nature as Almighty God. A triune being, just like God. Spirit, soul, and body. Just like Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And just like the Holy Ghost was hoovering overboard the face of the deep, then when God breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, he breathed into man's spirit, boy, the Holy Ghost.